Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now on Masachet Bavavatra, Daf Kuf Samech Hei Amud Bet, taking a look at the second half of Mishnah Bet, which is dealing with deciphering confusion in a shtar. Katubo Zizuzin Me'a De'inun Salin Esrin. Let's say the shtar said that the debt is 100 zuzin, which is 20 sla'im. Now, 20 sla'im comes out to 80 zuzim, so there's a conflict here in the denominations. Ein lo ella esrin zuzin is the lower amount. The general rule, me'ad de'inun tlatin silin, if you have 100 zuz, which is 30 sla'im, which is really 120, ein lo ella manel, all you get is 100, and it was the lower amount. Now, what happens if the amount is not specified, or it's erased? Kesef zuzin de'inun, it says Kesef Zuzin, which is, and what amount? Venim Chak, and it's erased. Ein Pachot Mishtaim, you get two, but that's all you get. Kesef, of course, if the other fellow admits to more than two, then the debtor, then you get that. Kesef Salin De Inun, if you said Kesef Salin, then Ein Pachot Mishtaim, you get two Slaim. Darkonot De Inun, Venim Chak, Ein Pachot Mishtaim. Same thing with Darkonot. So whatever word it is that's used in the plural, you get at least two of those. Now, katubo milamala maneh u milamata matayim, milamala matayim, milamata maneh. Now, remember, in the last line of the shtar, we review what's in the shtar. So if the upper line is different than the lower line, hakol echachar tachton, we follow the lower line. The lower line is the definitive one. Imken lama kotvim et halyon, so what's the purpose of writing an upper line if the lower line is going to define it? She'im timachek otachat min hatachton, yilamed min halyon. If there's one letter, now notice one letter missing, from some information in the lower line, we can get it from the upper line and fill in the missing piece. So it's sort of like a backup. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, we have two braitot, or two parts of a braita, which parallel our Mishnah and expand on. Amar Kesef, if the guy said, I owe you Kesef, or the star says Kesef, ein pachot mi dinar Kesef. That's at least one dinar of Kesef, and not a prutav Kesef, for instance. Kesef dinarin or dinarin kesef, ein pachot mishnei dinarim kesef. You get two, because the plural. Kesef bedinarim, then ein pachot mi bishnei dinarim dahav kesef. Kesef bedinarin, that means you're going to use kesef to pay dinarin, and it's not the same metal, because you wouldn't have used the bet, so it must be two dinarim of zahav, which is far more, and you pay it off in kesef. All right, let's take a look at that. Amamar kesef ein pachot mi dinar kesef. Ve'ema nascha, maybe it means a piece of silver. Who says it's a dinar? Amar belazar dechatub be'matpeah. It also says matpeah, coin, so we know it's not just pieces of metal. Ve'ema priti, maybe it's prutot of kesef, small coins. Amar papa be'atra de lo sagi priti dechaspa. This must be talking about a place where they don't use prutot for kesef, and therefore you get a dinar kesef, which is the lowest silver coin that's used. Tana Rabbanan, this is the Seifa. Dehav, if it just said gold, ein pachot mi dinar zahav, you get one dinar of gold. Zahav dinarin v'dinarin zahav, same thing that we saw, ein pachot mi shnei dinarin zahav. Dehav b'dinarin, and now it uses a parallel phrase. Dehav b'dinarin, meaning gold in dinarin, ein pachot mi shnei dinarin kesef, the dinarin is a reference now to kesef, dehav, and you pay it off in gold. Again, let's analyze. Some are dahav and pachot minar zahav. Emanascha, maybe it's a piece of gold. Rabbi Lazar dechatav matpeah. Rabbi Lazar gave the same answer. The star said matpeah. Ve'ema priti, maybe it's prutot. So priti didav lo av diinshi. Nobody makes prutot of gold. So now we don't even need to say it's a place where they don't. Nobody does. Zahav bedinarin or dahav bedinarin. Em pachot mishdin dinarin kesef zahav. Same thing as the previous brayta. Betrayed dinari dahava kamri. Maybe he meant two dinarim of gold in gold pieces. Amar Abaye yad balashtar latachtonah, and that's the rule that governs this both brightot or both halves of the brighta and the Mishnah, and that is that the balashtar will always get the lower amount unless it's specified. He will get the in case of ambiguity will take the lower amount. okay, Amar Vashi. Reisha, and in some Girsot we have a question here, which in which the words bid dinarim is interpreted in the Reisha as referring to gold dinarim paid off in silver, and in the Seifa it's interpreted as silver dinarim paid off in gold. Ravashi Reisha de Chatav dinari, in the Reisha it said dinari or dinare, and that must refer to gold. Sefer the Chatav Dinarin, and in the second part it said Dinarin, which refers to silver. So Manat Taimer Shani Ben Dinari Le Dinarin. Since when do those words mean anything different? They mean Dinarim. So the answer is, yeah, we do have a proof. Titania, a very famous case. Haishash Ayu Aleha Safe. It's a story, but it starts with a halacha. Remember, if a woman gives birth, she has to bring a kan, yoledet, two birds. What happens if she has multiple births, or she hasn't been in the mikdash since she had a baby? It's several babies. What does she do? Haishash Ayu Aleha Safek Chamesh Leidot. Let's say that she had Safek Leida. She miscarried at a certain point. It's unclear. Or Safek Chamesh Zivot. Remember, a Zava also has to bring a kan. So she had a Safek. She has to only bring one korban. She doesn't bring the rest. She brings one korban, even though it's a safek, because that will allow her to eat kodshim. But she doesn't owe the rest, because everyone's a safek. But if, on the other hand, she had five certain births, or five certain zivot, then what happens? She brings one, and then she can eat kodshim, she's mechusa kapurim otherwise, but she does owe the rest. Now here's the story. Ma'asevi amdu kinim Yerushalayim b'dinarei zahav. The price went way up on dinarim and kinim in Yerushalayim. They cost dinarei zahav. Hashem Gamliel hamaon hazeh took an oath. Im alin halayla ad shiu b'dinarim. I will not sleep tonight until they go down to dinarin. So by the way, that's Ravashi's point. Is that dinarei zahav is a reference to gold, and dinarin, the stam dinarin, is a reference to kesef. All right, what happened? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel came in and taught, and this raises all lots of questions that are way beyond this forum, about publicly teaching something which may not be true in order to achieve justice. But he taught that if a woman has five leidot vada'iot, or five zivot vadayot, she brings one korban and she doesn't owe the rest, and therefore demand went down. And as a result of that, v'yamdu kinim bo bayom b'rivat time, they went down by 20 to 25% of the original price. Right, in other words, one quarter of a dinar for the shnei torim. Good. All right. So the point of that story, though, was to tell us that dinarei and dinarin means first a kesef. Dinar is Zahav, on the other hand is Zahav. Okay, the Mishnah then said, Katuv milamala, if it says one thing on top and one other thing on the bottom, we follow the bottom. Tanu Rabbanan, yilamer ha-tachton min ha-elyon ba'ot achat. However, we can infer from the upper one. From the upper one, we'll teach the lower one, but only if there's a difference of one letter. Havalo b'shtei otot, not if there's two letters. Kigon chanan mechanani. Let's say on the upper line it said Hanani, so we have his full name, and below it said that the borrower, the lender, was Hanan, or Anan me Anani. So that missing yod that we don't have in the lower line can be filled in from the upper line. Say it was a mistake. So ma'ishtash deyotiyotelo, why do we not allow two letters to be filled in? Because maybe you'll have a name like Menachem, and on the lower line it says Noach, and therefore you'll fill in half his name from the other, from the top, and we're concerned that really his name is Noach. So Yachi Otachat Nami, Dumitrami Shem Ben Shtei Otiot V'Havilei Pal Gedishma. You have the same problem if you're concerned that half his name is being supplied from external evidence, internal evidence really, but from another line. Then even if the guy has a name of two letters, and there's only one letter on the bottom line, and you said you allow one letter, then we have a concern half his name is being filled in from elsewhere. What's the reason that we don't allow two? Let's say you have a name like David, and it says Dalad Vav. It just has a Dalad, and you take the two letters, Vav and Dalad, then that means Vavilei Ruba Dishma. Then a majority of the name is being filled in from elsewhere. Okay, Amar Papa, Pshitali, Sefel Milamala. If the upper line said that he lent him a Sefel, which is a cup, the kefel milamata, and belowhand, instead of a samech, it said a kuf, and kefel is a reference to a garment that gets folded. Hakol lechar tachton, we certainly follow the tachton. And this has something to do with the rule of manuscripts of Lectio Difficilior, that if you have a stranger reading and a more normal reading, You follow the stranger reading because there's no way that a sofer would have changed a normal reading to a strange reading. That's probably the more likely one. So you have sefel above and kefel below, then you follow the lower one. And there's no reason to think that the sefel is really what it is. So by Rav Papa, kefel milamala of a sefel milamata. What if you have the opposite? Because we normally allow the bottom to guide it. My, do we say, Michai Shinin Lezvuv, do we say that probably it said sefel on top and a fly lighted down on there, and that's why it looks like a kuf above or low? Or do we say, no, really it's sefel, and the lower one defines it? The answer is teku, it's unclear. Okay, now we have several cases that came to Abaye or several rulings of Abaye in the issue of writing Shtarot. Ahuda have chatav be shit mea vezuza. It said 600 and a zuz. Shachar of Shravya lekame davai. So Rav Shravya sent this shtar to Abaye. He said, what do I do with it? Shit mea istri vezuza. Is it 600 slaim and a zuz? Odoma shit mea priti vezuza. Is it 600 prutot and a zuz? So I'm relay dal party. He said, forget about the prutot. The lo katvi b'shtar. Nobody writes that in the shtar. The suchi mesaken lehum. They sum them up and then make it, instead of 600 prutot, they'll call it, let's say, 4 dinar and 3 dinar and change. All right, because 192 prutot makes a dinar. So they call it 3 prutot and some change, a dinar and change. They wouldn't say 600. Umashi luzuzi. So my amart, what is the possibility? Shit mea istri v'zuza? Is it 600 slaim and a zuz? V'shit mea zuzi v'chad zuza? Or is it 601 zuz? Which is far less. So the answer is yad balashtar al tachtona. That's the rule, yad balashtar al tachtona, and therefore we say it's 601 zuz. Amar Abaye. Abaye then gave the following ruling. Hayman deboy lemechve chatimut yadei bevei din. If somebody wants to put a model or, of his own signature in the Beit Din, the lech b'sof megillah, don't do it at the bottom of a megillah, let's say you have a piece of parchment, don't do it at the bottom, dilma mashkach la'acher, chativ demasik le'zuzi, somebody will find that signature lying around, and on top he'll say, oh yes, I owe Ploni some money, utanan, we have the following mishnah, tzi alav k'tav yado shu chayav lo, if somebody finds an IOU, and there's no edim, just a statement that says, I owe Ploni Amoni money and a signature at the bottom. Government chos b'nei chorin. You can collect. Not from a shubarim, but you can collect from b'nei chorin. It's like an oral debt. So don't sign your name that way. And now here we hear a story about that. Hahu bezbina. There was a customs official who was Jewish. Da'ata lekamed Abaye. Came to Abaye. Amarle said, Nechzi limar chatimut yadei. Please give me a model of your signature. Why? Dechi atu rabbanan machvuli. The students will come with a note signed by you that they're students of yours. Avarna lehu b'lon machsa, I'll let them go without meches. So Abaye was going to sign on. Achvele b'reish megilta. Abaye started to sign at the top of the megillah. Have karnagid bay. The fellow started pushing his hand down to the lower part of the megillah. Amalekvar kidmuch rabbanan. So the rabbanan already beat you to it. In other words, now I see what you're really up to. You want to get my signature and then write that I owe you money. Amar Abaye. Mitlat viad eser, if you have an amount in a shtar, anywhere between 3 and 10, lichtov asof shita, don't write that as the last word on a line. Why? Dilma mezayif achatav, because the bala shtar will then add a suffix to it, like from tlat, he'll make tlatin, and it'll be, instead of 3, it'll be 30. Ve'itramile, nehadre ledibure, train tlat azimni, but if for some reason it comes out that you wrote the number at the end of the line, then write it a few other times in the shtar. At some point it's going to come in the middle of the line, and we'll always use that as the defining number to clarify what it is. So not only do we say Tachton learns from Elyon, but Emsa learns from Sof. When you have something in the middle of the line that contradicts something at the end of the line, when it's a number, we take the middle. Hahu, there's a story. A guy had a shtar that said 3 for the pardes. As a machke legage the bet, vikare, vishave, ufardesa. The bala shtar erased the top of the bet and the bottom of the bet, and what you had left was a vav that said, tlata ufardesa, which means I owe you 3 and a pardes, not 3-4 pardes. Abdul the kamed abai, so they came to abai with the shtar. Amarle, my time a ravach le alma lahai vav. Why does the vav have so much room? Because if you think about what a bet before a letter would be, and you took away the top and the bottom of the bet, you'd have a vav in a large space. So what's that big space there for? Kaftev Odeh, he tied down the Balashtar, and the guy admitted that he forged it. And now we have an opposite story. Hahu Dahave Chatav Be Menat Reuven V'Shimon Achi. A guy had a shtar that said, I get the portion of Reuven and Shimon, who are brothers. and they had a third brother, Havilu Acha Deshmei Achi. They happened to have the bad luck of having a third brother whose name was Achi. Azal Katab Beva Veshavi Veachi. So he changed it to, instead of Reuven Veshimon Achi, it's changed to Reuven Veshimon Veachi. Atal the Kamen Abaya Marlei, my time a Dochik Le'am Alahai Vav Kulihai. He said, why is this Vav so squeezed in? Kafte Vodi. So again, he tied down the, he had the bailiff tie down the Balashtar and admitted that he had forged it. So there was a shtar in which the two edim on it were Rava and Rav Acha Bar Ada. Ata the Kamei Rava, it was brought before Rava, and Rava knew he hadn't signed it. Amar lei, Dein chatimot yodad didihi. That is my signature. Miu Kamei de Rav Acha Bar Ada lo chatimot li meolam, but I would never sign above that colleague of mine. So therefore, I know it's a forgery. Kaftev Ode. So he had the guy tied down, he admitted that he forged it. Amar le bishlam aditi zayfet, I understand how you were able to forge my signature. El Rav Acha Bar Ada derati yadei. His hand shakes. He's an old man. His hand shakes. Hey, Chiyavdat, how did you imitate his signature? Amar an chiyadoi amatzra. He said, I had people hold a surveyor's rope, a matzra, and while it was very taut and it was shaking, I put my hand on it to sign, so it was shaking from the rope. V'amrila kam azarnoka v'chatav. The other possibility is that I stood on a pail that wasn't even while I was writing, so I was shaking, kind of like on a seesaw. And I was shaking. Either way, he set something up. So you see, people would go to quite great lengths to forge a shtar. And that's, of course, why we need to have all of these safeguards in. Okay, we will pause at this point and pick it up in the next podcast with the third Mishnah at the end of Kuf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.